You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Welcome back.
Thanks. And our guest.
Our guest is Zach Martin. In the first segment, we talked about his company, PPS, Panama's Property Service, which we primarily focused on roofing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of his specialty. And he will do right by you. Exactly. I think that is probably the best thing. Yeah,
Stand behind our work.
Stand behind their work. But he's also going to make sure that you get not just a new roof, but everything that makes that new roof warranty.
Yep.
Executable mm-hmm. in the future yeah. should something happen.
It's one of the biggest investments you make in your home
mm-hmm.
is,
right.
is your roof and yeah. protecting that asset mm-hmm. should be top priority.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But now we want to kind of turn
Switch
things
gears.
Around mm-hmm. and we want to talk about your other business, mm-hmm. which you got into, about 5 or 6 years ago now? How long has
well,
it been?
Well, I started dabbling with Bison probably around 2010. 2014 was when I was able to acquire the current property.
Yeah.
And then it's just been wide open ever since.
Yeah. So Red Fraser Bison mm-hmm. is the name of the company.
Yep.
And you have Bison here mm-hmm. in locally kind of Green County area, the edge of Bloomington
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
And you sell out of a storefront, which yes. is over off of 17th Street.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Red Fraser Bison.
Yep.
And it is yummy. Let's
mm-hmm.
just say that.
Let's just say that. Fantastic.
I'm a fan. I'm a client.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about that
okay.
and why Bison is so awesome.
Why Bison is so awesome. Well, that's an easy one. I'm not sure if we have enough time
I
to
don't.
Get all
we
the
don't.
Way through. Well, bison meat in general. Bison meat has less fat and cholesterol than skinless chicken breast or salmon
mm-hmm.
and is higher in iron and protein than beef. And so it's that happy medium for the general urges for red meat that,
mm-hmm.
you know, the people that mm-hmm. enjoy red meat, they're
right.
able to enjoy red meat and then not have a lot of the health repercussions that red meat is associated with in the beef industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the biggest positives, other than the fact that in my opinion, tastes better than beef. But then there's a whole nother world of positives associated around the differences in the way the animal is raised.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one, you know, the general public right now is really, really fed up, and there's a lot of kickback on the commercialized beef
oh.
industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Artificial reproduction practices,
mm-hmm.
the growth hormones, steroids, antibiotics that are required in those animals just to maintain growth and health
right.
because they're compacted into small feedlot areas that promote disease possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
So bison in general, because of their just the power of the animal and the natural instinct, because they are still wild animal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yes, we do raise them on a farm, but they are still a wild animal.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of those disease issues that have been brought up in the commercialized beef industry are not an issue in the bison industry
right.
because of the differences in the way that we raise them. It's a very highly valued code of ethics within the bison community to not use growth hormones, steroids. There is no artificial reproduction.
Mm-hmm.
The antibiotics in the meat animals is once again a valued code of ethics that the bison industry is making sure that they maintain that separation between the commercialized beef industry. So the bison in general, they're much more powerful, but they don't have a natural immunity to parasites,
mm-hmm.
worms, things like this.
Okay.
And so to effectively raise bison, you have to implement rotational grazing strategies because a parasite has a 14-day hatch cycle and a 21-day life cycle.
Mm.
So none of our animals are on any pasture for more than 14 days, and then they are never back on that same pasture within 21 days. And that's our way of naturally combating parasite control within the animals, mm-hmm. rather than constantly injecting them with different treatments and medications.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We just use basically nature to for that that time period, that transition, mm-hmm. because bison originally grazed on such huge ground that they would graze a certain area and leave and not return.
Sure.
And so that was nature's way of combating mm-hmm. it
right.
then. Well, now we have to still use those strategies, but within the farm system.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have multiple pastures that they rotate through on a 2-week rotation that allows for regrowth and rebuilding of the root system,
right?
Because mm-hmm. the bison are very efficient grazers. And then the other big difference is the handling facility and corral system. You see most cattle operations, you can walk right up on an animal and move them into an area and pack them right in, and they just stand there. Well, bison are nothing like that.
I've heard stories from Jeff.
The sayings that I hear from so many other ranchers are you can get a bison to do whatever they want to do.
Exactly.
And that is 100% accurate. And so you have to design everything in the corral system to naturally play off their natural instincts.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are there are certain colors and things like this that you can build the corral system using, you know, whites and combination of whites and grays to give them the sense of an open area that they can direct towards, or that no matter what, they're a smart animal. And so as you bring them into one corral area, they're going to know that gate that they came in is where they want. Once they've realized that that's a dead end, they want to go back to that gate.
Yeah.
And so you've got to make sure you've got a system in place that when they go back to that gate,
mm-hmm.
they go through that gate again, but they're going in the direction that you want them. And so a series of gates and alleys to be able to run them through. And so to pump the animals full of, you know, antibiotics, mm-hmm. dewormers, all this stuff is a real challenge. And so not only do we not want to implement those type of systems just for the general health aspects, but we don't want to do it because it's extremely stressful on
mm-hmm.
the animals.
Right, yeah.
It's very, very stressful process to move them and handle them because, once again, they're a wild animal. They
mm-hmm.
are domesticated to a certain extent, but raw instincts are nowhere near domesticated.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might look docile out there in the middle of the pasture and, oh, it's so cute, I want to run up and touch it. And that, from a distance, that looks like the right
mm-hmm.
thing to do. And that seems like a good plan, but it's just not.
Probably not.
It is just not.
Do it.
Because
probably
they're not an aggressive animal that's going to attack you.
Right.
But they have a very significant fight or flight instinct.
Mm-hmm.
And so generally flight is going to be the option, but if you happen to be in the path of flight, that is when you run the risk of just getting ran over.
Exactly.
And they're not going to, you know, attack.
And they're
going
to win. Let's face it.
They're
going
to
win.
And so, yeah. So the ranch is located in Greene County.
Mm-hmm.
It's just northwest of Salisbury, just
mm-hmm.
west of Bloomington. And then the store is at 840 West 17th Street. We're open 5 days a week from noon to 6, where we have a variety of all of the standard beef cuts that you would imagine
mm-hmm.
in your steaks and roasts. We do have that available at the store. And then we're also at the Bloomington and Broad Ripple Farmers Markets every Saturday. And our biggest account right now is the Upland Brewery here in Bloomington. And so any of the bison burgers that Upland
mm-hmm.
sells is a Red Fraser product. And then recently we've started a food trailer that sells the Red Fraser bison products.
Mm.
We set up at the Food Truck Friday events, and then we're at events all across the state that we're trying to get the prepared product into people's hands so that they can really taste
yeah.
the benefits
mm-hmm.
themselves.
Absolutely.
So, yes.
Well, make sure you tell the phone number so people
can
reach you for
yes.
either PPS or for the Red Bison.
Well, for Red Fraser, the phone number is 812-606-5550. Or you can visit our website, which is www.redfraserbison.com. And Fraser is spelled Frazier.
Excellent.
So,
awesome.
And then if you have any information about PPS, ppscontractors.com is the website for the construction company.
Perfect. Thank you for being here, Zach.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Remember that if you missed any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.